brought to you by Penguin.
On a Turning Tide, written by Ellie Dean, read by Penelope Freeman. Chapter 1. Cliffhaven, 1944. Life had been hectic at Beachview over the past few weeks, so Peggy appreciated the fact that Solly Goldman hadn't pestered her to come to a decision about his very tempting job offer at the factory. Now it was late October, time to make up her mind once and for all. Peggy had agonized over what to do about it as the war news had at first brought hope and then huge disappointment. It would definitely be a step up to oversee the shop floor, and the increase in her pay would make a massive difference to her situation at home now that Ron was about to move into the anchor with Rosie. Then again, if the war did come to an end, however impossible that seemed at the moment, it would mean spending less time with Jim and her family when they eventually came home. She gave a regretful sigh as she finished sewing the bell-bottom trousers and cut the thread. The mood amongst the women in the busy uniform factory was solemn and mirrored her own, for there had been such excitement and hope when the Allied airborne assault on the Netherlands had begun. Operation Market Garden had been expected to open the way over the Rhine and into the heart of Germany, thereby bringing an end to the war in Europe before Christmas. The news that it had been an unmitigated disaster, with thousands of Allied troops killed, in retreat or taken prisoner, was a bitter blow, compounded by the fact that the Polish Home Army's uprising had ended in surrender to the Germans. The Japanese were still fiercely defending their foothold in Burma, and a second attempt by the legendary 617 bomber squadron to destroy Hitler's fearsome battleship Tirpitz had failed. Emerging from her dark thoughts, Peggy realized she was due her mid-morning break. She gathered up her coat and string bag and pushed back from her machine. She decided to take a flask of tea outside rather than sit in the noisy canteen, for the sun was bright and she needed some fresh air after the dry atmosphere of the factory and time to think. There was a definite breath of autumn in the light breeze. Peggy found a sheltered sunny spot and lit a cigarette, her thoughts still occupied with what this setback in the advance of the war would mean to her and her scattered family, and how it would affect her decision about the job. Hitler's V-2s were continuing to rain down in great numbers over the southeastern counties, despite the sterling efforts of the Allied forces to find and destroy the launch sites that were hidden on the other side of the channel. And although travel restrictions had been lifted and the blackout changed to dim out, it still wasn't safe to bring her daughter, two young sons, and the grandchildren home from the farm in Somerset. Peggy had determinedly plastered on a smile and tried to stay positive throughout the 5 long years of struggle to keep the home fires burning in the face of shortages, ever-tightening rationing, and the constant threat of death from the skies. However, there had been days when she'd barely managed to keep her anguish contained, and many a night when she cried into her pillow, fearful for her Jim and desperately yearning for her absent family. Now another Christmas was looming without them. There wasn't a glimmer of hope that this war was even close to ending, and her spirits were at their lowest ebb. Peggy sipped her tea and watched the little ones racing about the small playground behind the creche. Since the V1s and V2s had started causing mayhem, many more children had been sent away until it was safe for them to return, and there were times when she wondered if she was being reckless in keeping Daisy with her. But life was hard enough, and selfish or not, she clung to Daisy in the desperate hope that nothing bad would happen to her. Daisy would be 3 in December, and although Jim had managed to see her as a babe in arms before he'd been posted to India, the child had no memory of him. Peggy had told her stories about Jim and made sure there were photographs of him around the house, but she suspected Daisy didn't really understand who and what he was, and when he did finally come home, he'd be a stranger to her. Daisy wouldn't be alone in that dilemma, she thought sadly. The majority of those children in the playground had fathers fighting abroad and had become used to just being with their mothers, and the sudden appearance of a man in the house would come as a shock. Peggy puffed on her cigarette and frowned as it occurred to her.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?